Welcome to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Let's get right to the most pressing headlines of the week. It's not about the right or the left, just about the truth. Let's do this. Welcome to the New American Weekly. I hope you had a great week. And this is Kate Daly, your host. And of course, there's so much to talk about. We had an eclipse and, oh man, so many things. And so go to thenewamerican.com. You're going to love the reporting there. I've been on the air a long time and I have to look at the news every single day of my life to be able to do this. And let me tell you, the New American has the best reporting, best podcast, because it's the truth without painting it for you, without telling you how to feel. And I'll even give you an example of that in the news right now. This is so crazy to me. So let's start out with the eclipse. And I'm just going to say that one of my friends was down there in Indiana and the zone of totality and experienced that at a donkey farm and said it was these incredible minutes of blackness. And you could hear the frogs start doing their thing that they do at night. And my friend Melissa said, you know, there was a wonder. It was truly amazing to be in the middle of the day and just have it go dark. And truly, the eclipse is the eclipse. And I know that there can be lots of things associated with this. There could be religious signs. There could be all kinds of different things to talk about with it. But like she said, it's for what it is and what happens. That is the wonder. So she hoped that we stopped. We started having more wonder in life about all of the things that are truly amazing that we get to witness or see. And I agree with her. You know, we need to have more wonder. The wonder of a child being born, how amazing that is. A new human being, you know, and the wonder of an eclipse and just how striking it was and how small she felt in the universe as far as that went. Because of this event, you could really see things and some planets and so forth. But, you know, it was fun to hear her comments about the eclipse. And I saw it. I wasn't in the totality. It's so funny how they come up with these words, right? Zone of blackness. But I got to see it. And it's always striking. It's always, but the world didn't end. And so here we are with more news today, things that we need to talk about. But I just wanted to just mention that because it was a big week. We won't have another one, I think, until 2044. And I think there's one in the Red Sea in about 10 years. But I don't think we're going to get another one until 2044. So it was pretty striking. And millions of people were, I mean, that's all the rage, all the talk. Monday was about the eclipse. So all right, so that's that. Now, let me give you an example of what I was talking about when we came into today's show. The FISA bill, okay? There's a lot of back and forth, and I'm going to get right to the root of the truth of this. And I'm going to give you a clip of my friend Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney, and her thoughts on this. But here was the AP, okay, talking about this. Now, this was the headline. Conservative revolt in the House blocks effort to reauthorize a key U.S. spy tool. Does it kind of sound like the AP is in favor of said spy tool? This is NSA spying. This is completely unconstitutional. Let me say it again. Conservative revolt in the House blocks effort to reauthorize a key U.S. spy tool. Like we need it or something, and those darn Republicans on the right are preventing it from happening. Oh my gosh, I have no words. So that's the AP telling you kind of how to feel about it, right? And the New American doesn't do that, so that's why I like it. So I wanted to give you just heads up on just the first thing we have to talk about actually incorporates this. So the legislative impasse, they wrote, follows an edict earlier in the day from former President Donald Trump to kill the measure. Yeah, we should kill the measure. And I like that he's speaking out about it. Yes. And then, of course, Speaker Mike Johnson has called the program critically important, but has struggled to find a path forward on the issue. Critically important that the NSA spy on everybody without due process, without... I mean, everything that we have is in jeopardy when they do this. our freedoms are in jeopardy. The bill in question would renew Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Section 702, which permits the U.S. government to collect without a warrant the communications of non-Americans located outside the country to gather foreign intelligence. Now, that sounds like something you might say, well, we should probably be able to do that, right? Non-Americans located outside the country. The problem is it gets us too. Okay? So they went back and forth. Almost 20 Republicans said no, and I'm so glad. No one in my state said no, and I live in a conservative state. Ah, that's insane. Okay, so this was the paragraph I talked about with Chris Ann Hall, and it said, though the program would technically expire on April 19th, the Biden administration has said it expects its authority what? To collect intelligence to remain operational for at least another year, regardless of what they do. What? Thanks to an opinion earlier this month from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. I mean, does that trump everything? What? Forgive the pun. This receives surveillance applications. But administration officials say that if the program lapses, some telecommunication companies could reduce or stop cooperation with the government or challenge its authority. Yes, challenge. Telecommunications, all the cell phone places. Yes, please. AT&T is never going to challenge them. Are you kidding me? It's never going to happen. So this is kind of what we're up against. And I want to play this from Chris Ann Hall because I thought this was so good. She discusses what everyone should know about this.
The hands of the House, who are supposed to be the ones that are controlling our funding. I get really, oh my gosh, I hope I'm not growing up on a tangent here, but the Speaker of the House gave this interview, and I can't remember where it was, but I happened across it on social media, and I was seething, absolutely seething, because I get so sick and tired of hearing this. It's like, well, you know, Marjorie Greene didn't like the this year's spending bill, but I didn't like it either. But what are we going to do? We can't do anything until we have a majority in the House and the Senate and the president who will sign it into law. That is bullcrap, excuse my French. According to the Constitution of the United States, according to the people who wrote the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1, puts the power of the purse in the hands of the House alone. The Senate does not have to agree with a spending bill the House creates, and the president doesn't have a veto authority over a spending bill. The only authority the president has is to sign it like a secretary that it's been received and passed on. Spending alone is in the House alone.
Amen.
Because the people are to control the House, so the people control the budget. We have completely set that aside, and once again, transformed ourselves economically into a kingdom where the king controls how much money he gets by holding a budget hostage. And congressmen, like the Speaker of the House, are able to shirk responsibility and hide accountability through, I don't care, is it ignorance? Is it negligence? Is it malice? I don't really care if the Speaker of the House is an ignorant or an evil or a negligent person. That matters not to me. At the end of the day, the results are exactly the same. He is irresponsible and ignorant of our process, and we need somebody in the House of Representatives that not only has a brain to understand this, but the gonads to stand on it.
Wow. Well, I think she nailed it. We as a populace don't understand this. The AP isn't telling you this, right? The AP is selling this as something that needs to happen, something that's amazing. You need to keep this spy structure in place, and the darn Republicans are just stopping it. And what Chris Ann Hall is saying is, can we please have somebody worth their salt in the Republican Party at the helm, at the Speaker of the House? Be right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. So happy to have you listening in.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. So happy to have you listening in. And, of course, hope your week was great. Look, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Gold prices are only going to go up. Inflation is only going to go up. We've got some big problems here. And we also know that digital currency is coming in. Please safeguard what you have. Please text this number. Okay, you've got your phone in your hand, right? Text this number. It's 989898. Six digits. They repeat 989898. And then put in my name, Kate, okay, into the message. Send that off. It'll take you about 2 seconds. You're going to get some free information back. There's no obligation, but you're going to get some information back to shore what you've got out there, like savings, IRAs, all those things, up with gold. How to do that and make it recession-proof, make it inflation-proof, make it economic uncertainty-proof, right? And so this is the way to do it. You'll have so much peace of mind, I promise you, on that one. I love Birch Gold. They're doing an amazing job. They've been around over 20 years, 5-star ratings. Ron Paul loves them. Steve Bannon loves them. I mean, we all love them because they're just so awesome. What can I say? Text 989898. Text my name, Kate, and get the free information, okay? There's no obligation. It's just free information. You can decide what you want to do, but at least get the information because there's a window on things like this. There's only so long that we have to be able to take advantage of things. In 2022, when the New York Fed in obviously New York, did a drill about implementing digital currency. And what was interesting was in the section where it said they had problems, the problems were all about transactions. Reconciliation of accounts. Yes, we tried to put the money back in with digital currency, but we couldn't do it. I mean, I'm talking a lot of problems. All you have to do is read through the drill. It's online. And the New York Fed 2022. Yeah, they talked about all of the problems of reconciling accounts. Ouch. You guys, we're in a weird place in history. And I'm telling you, we need to do a lot of things out there. Okay, so Christopher Ray's interesting. Let me give you the comment. This is Christopher Ray and Lindsey Graham. Now, Lindsey Graham's a rhino. I'm not in favor of, I like patriots of this country. Lindsey Graham is not one. So let's just start out with that. But here is Christopher Ray and Lindsey Graham, blinking lights. Here we go. This was just a short while back. Here we go.
What I would say that is unique about the environment that we're in right now in my career is that while there may have been times over the years where individual threats could have been higher here or there than where they might be right now, I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time. That's what makes this environment that we're in now so fraught, and why funding our men and women who are working shoulder to shoulder with state and local law enforcement and other partners every day makes it even more important, not less.
So blinking red lights analogy about 9/11, all the lights were blinking red before 9/11. Apparently, obviously, all of us missed it. Would you say that there's multiple blinking red lights out there?
I see blinking lights everywhere I turn.
Okay, all right. Can't say any better than that.
I see dead people.
It totally reminded me of that movie with Bruce Willis. I see dead people. I see blinking lights wherever I go. Listen, there was a reason for all of that fear, the wheel of fear. And the reason I say that is because I want you to look at this whole situation. So right now we have the FBI response to China, okay? And we have the Director Ray's, statement between the House committee, and all of that came from that. And this was what the FBI said, Christopher Ray. Oh, the CCP is dangerous. Oh, my gosh, they are ready to come get us. I mean, basically, China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real world harm to American citizens and communities. China has decides the time has come to strike. They are not solely focused on political or military targets, and they can position themselves. Low blows against civilians are part of China's plan. Their cyber onslaught goes way beyond pre-positioning for future conflict. I mean, on and on and on about these threats, okay? And these threats are coming up today in the news. Why? Because of the whole FISA fight, right? Because, you know, they want those spy tools. Now they have to create a reason, and they have to put us in peril to create a reason. But the problem is that it fully contradicts what Biden's been saying all along. I guess they're just not like getting together in the same room, because you got Christopher Wray of the FBI and then you got Biden. Here's Biden on China.
We want to see China rise.
Really?
China is not our enemy.
China is a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
China's not a problem.
But a rising China is a positive development, not only for the people of China, but for the United States and the world as a whole. And I'm even more convinced now that a rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world.
A rising China can be a significant asset for the region and the world.
Really? And here's this.
As I was with Xi Jinping, I've spent more time with him than any world leader has over the last 10 years. And over, they keep meticulous count, as the former Taoiseach will know. And over now, 87 hours worth. And I was in the Tibetan Plateau with him. I traveled 17,000 miles with him in China over 10 years.
To kiss a lot of rear, get a lot of favors and a lot of money. So his view is completely different than the FBI. The FBI is telling us they're coming to get us, and Biden's out there saying how amazing they are, kissing their rear ends, traveling to see them, telling us how we should see them rise and how we'll benefit and how amazing they are. Isn't that funny? And then when he said they keep meticulous count over there about how many visits, they keep meticulous count over everybody. It is still a communist nation. They know what everyone's doing, yet they have these slew of hackers that they just can't quite contain and that they just can't quite know what they're doing. Are you kidding me? The two stories aren't adding up. You got Biden out there licking the boots of Xi, and then you've got Christopher Wray telling us that we need spy tools because they're coming to get us. Not only coming to get us, he said they don't just hit our security and economy. They said they hit our freedoms, reaching inside our borders across America to silence, coerce, and threaten our citizens and residents. Well, if that's how the FBI feels, why is Biden licking their boots? Does this make any sense to you at all? It shouldn't. It shouldn't, because there's always reasons that they do things, right? So Biden's talking up China because he has this big relationship with China that started with Henry Kissinger in the 70s with the Trilateral Commission. Yeah. And we have Christopher Wray trying to get more spy equipment. So trying to get more spying, NSA spying in. Now, I feel like if there was ever any kind of hacking going on, why do I feel as if that might not be coming, it might be blamed on somebody else, but it might be something that happens here that is with some people that we like, or us, or what have you. I'm just saying that it's kind of a setup for blame too. Now, I don't want to live in China. I don't trust China. Okay. But we sure have blamed a lot of things on them, and they sure haven't gotten mad. We did blame COVID on them. And then so why didn't they retaliate? Why didn't they say anything about that? Does that sound a little odd to you? There's a lot of weirdness going on. We'll get right back to it on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
All right, back here with you. You are listening to the New American Weekly, thenewamerican.com, and I just want to let people know, I've had a lot of people reach out. They're going fast into debt. We are, we just accumulated $1 trillion in credit card debt in this country because people are shorted out about $1,000 to $2,000 a month that they used to make that they're not making anymore if you were going to put that to inflation. You know what I mean? So what they can't, there's like this shortage going on. So people are putting stuff on their credit cards, and one out of five Americans are going without a meal to pay their mortgage. Yeah. Trying to keep up with it, trying to work, trying to keep up with it. And it's very, very tough out there. We keep accumulating the debt, and the credit card companies are getting worse about the rates. So if I were you, I love this company. I'll recommend this company, Done With Debt. Done With Debt. Tell them Kate Daly sent you. Okay. There's a drop menu and you can choose my name. Tell them I sent you. And they're going to treat you great, because what happens is when you're just going to fill out a couple of lines and they'll get a hold of you and they'll help to negotiate the rates. Your information stays private and you don't have to worry about that. And also they'll help you get those rates down. They'll also help you get out of credit card debt. And I really like what they're doing because it's helping people feel peace of mind. And if there's anything we need right now, it's a whole lot of peace of mind. Done. Like you're just done, right? Done With Debt. Donewithdebt.com. Go there, tell them I sent you, and get some help with this right now before it gets out of control. I fear that we're going to see a huge amount of bankruptcies coming up in this next year because of the debt accumulated by people. It is outrageous. And you can get a handle on it right now. And you'll feel so much better, I promise. And get those rates down so that you can actually tackle it when you're making your payments, you know? Wow. So China, this isn't, or basically the threat of China is really what we're talking about. Do I feel like China would like to take over our country? There are times when I do, yes. And there are times when I feel this underpinning of the government going into an alliance with them, starting in the 70s with Kissinger. Kissinger did so much damage to us as a nation. Such a treasonous person, such a just full of treason. Okay. And so the situation is that they will tell us how in bed we are with China. But I do have to say, we blamed the COVID thing on China. Did we not? They didn't even say a word about it. Does that sound strange to you? They didn't retaliate. There was a spy balloon going over the nation. Okay. And they blamed it on China without even knowing where the balloon came from. I mean, we're blaming a lot of things on China, but is it us? You know, was it a balloon to capture different data? Who knows what it was? But immediately, without knowing what it was, we blamed it on China. So we're blaming these things on China, and I'm at a loss because you have the administration saying how much they love China, FBI saying how much we fear China. Now, the house is on the coast. I was wondering, after 2020, people started their exodus out of California, because who wouldn't? It's Governor Gruesome. He's hated. And he's implementing policies, and it's very difficult to live in California. And I know because I'm from there. I grew up there on the coast. And so the exodus started. But I kept wondering, who's buying the homes? Who's buying those homes? I mean, it didn't make sense. I mean, you've got this huge exodus because of the policies and the lockdowns. So who's buying the homes for full price? Because they were going into Texas and all over the West and buying these wonderful homes, being cashed out of their homes. So what's going on? And the Chinese were enabled to take their money out of savings or what have you, and go and purchase property without having to pay anything or the fines or anything. Like, the Chinese were not punishing people for taking money out, right, and buying homes up in the United States. They were buying homes all up and down each coast. So it's kind of a strange thing when I started looking into it, but this is who was buying the homes. go check for yourself. It's very weird. And so, yes, I do feel the underpinnings of this little takeover. But at the same time, it's a very strange relationship. Wouldn't you agree? It's very strange. I also wanted to mention the abortion, Arizona and the abortion ruling, okay? This was very strange. I'll give them that. So the articles all had these women look like they were from the mid-1800s. And it said Arizona's 1864 abortion ban was mostly a result of power struggles, historians say. Now, this is NBC News, okay? And you can kind of tell how they feel about the story. Back to the beginning of the show, they feel a certain way, so they're going to tell you now how to feel. And here's the sentence that tells you how to feel. At one time, male physicians sought to dominate healthcare over midwives, and anti-abortion advocates felt threatened by immigrants. Now, I beg to differ. I don't think either of those statements is actually true. NBC's lying to you. They're trying to gaslight you, and they're trying to tell you that we're going back to archaic measures. No, I'm sorry. Being pro-life and knowing it's a baby and realizing you have to kill it in order to get it to stop growing, okay, means that's a life. And so telling us we're going back to 1864, the problem with that is that this particular ban in Arizona was actually re-upped in 1910, but they're not going back that far to 1910. They're going back all the way to 1864 so that you feel that, hey, women couldn't vote, they didn't have a say, and now they can. The entire article at NBC was all about that. It was all about, hey, women have a voice now and women are behind this. I'm sorry, no, a majority of women are not behind this. A majority of women are conservative in the United States and pro-life and understand that it's a life and that you and I came from the exact same thing that they're saying it's okay to end. So this is getting ridiculous, but this entire article, they kept saying Civil War era law enacted, here we go, enacted at a time when women did not have the right to vote and before Arizona, then a territory, became a state, and now we resent it. They actually said that. It caused resentment. Midwives caused resentment among male physicians. No, they didn't. They actually worked in concert together, and the physicians loved the midwives. They weren't against the midwives. They weren't trying to dominate them in any way, shape, or form. They actually came in and served their purpose in delivering babies. And there was, I don't know where NBC's getting this, but here is the issue with the bill. The bill is good. So let's just call it, the bill is great. Are you kidding? And so what they're saying is, in case of the life of the mother, everything else, you don't get to go and have an abortion in Arizona. Now, the states all get to decide what they're going to do in this case. And they could have for the last 50 years, but we pretended that Roe versus Wade was a law and it wasn't. So that was our first mistake. It was never a law. The states could have done this at any time, but anyway. So here we are with the state getting to decide what they want to, and they get to. All the states don't have to be the same on this. This is why you get to live in the state you want to, right? So the problem that we're kind of seeing is that they might be setting this up for an even worse law because of the fact that they went to the news is reporting it is back to 1864. You might see a lot of blowback on the other side of this. Of course, with the leftists. I mean, they love this, right? They want to get all of this, you know, reversed immediately. But it might be setting us up. There might be some traitor Republicans that realize this. Who knows? But it might be setting us up for an even worse situation with abortion in Arizona. That's the problem. But that problem hasn't come to fruition yet. So I'm not panicking, but it is a very, it's kind of ripe for now everyone to weigh in and get an even worse outcome. Maybe abortion all the way up until, you know, birth, like some of these states have, right? So I surely hope not. I pray that that's not the case. Can you even imagine? Over 60 million babies now deceased and taken out because of our abortion stance in this country. And how you treat babies and how you treat the elderly tell a lot about a nation. This is not doing us any favors, but I'm so glad that Arizona actually did that. That was a good move. I'll be right back on the New American Weekly.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Oh, you gotta love this music coming in. Welcome back to the New American Weekly, thenewamerican.com. I'm Kate Daly, your host, and just rounding up this hour of important things to know that happened this week. And I think we covered a majority of those things. You know, in my research, I just want to add something that has nothing to do with this week, but it certainly strikes me as important to know. Dr. Paul Byrne came out with some news about he was talking about organ donation, and he was sort of giving, understanding that back in Harvard in 1967, after the first heart transplant that was not done in America, the Harvard scientists got together a couple days later and tried to do a heart transplant on a baby. And the baby's heart transplant went into a little tiny baby, went into another baby that was 17 days old, and both babies died as a result. And he said, you know, to cover up that crime, they basically invented the term brain dead. And this term brain dead is not actually a thing. And he said, this organ donation racket, he said, a lot of people will put on their driver's license that across the board, they want to be an organ donor. And he said, you know, he said, I would not do that. He said, each individual situation is different. And the person's organs are taken while they're alive without any painkillers. They have to be alive. You can't get organs from a cadaver. So very much alive. And that sometimes the brain just needs to heal. And there's been so many miraculous stories of people just given some time, the brain heals. And they're fine. He said that the hospitals do an apnea test where what they do is they take you off the machines and they give you about 10 minutes to react. And then they say, see, they're not reacting. The problem with that is that carbon dioxide builds in the brain. And as the carbon dioxide builds in the brain, it makes it even harder for the person to respond. But that 10 minutes is crucial because you're supposed to show that you can respond. Otherwise, you're clinically brain dead in their view. And then they go ahead and say, okay, family, let's harvest the organs. He said, that test is not right. He said, don't ever do an apnea test because it's making it harder for your loved one to actually break through and react. I tell you this because a lot of people have that on their license. They don't think about it. They just think, oh, I'm doing something good. The families, when you go in and that's on your driver's license, it doesn't matter what the family thinks. They will not listen to the family. They will take the organs. And some states harsher than others as far as not listening to the family at all. So if you were to learn this later and you had that on your driver's license and you told your family, oh, hey, you know, don't give my organs. I know it says that on my license, but I don't have time to change it. Just don't do that. The family has no say. Dr. Paul Byrne, you can look up B-Y-R-N-E, I think. You can look up many videos that he's done. He's a very, very good doctor, very credentialed. And he said when he saw this, when he saw what they were doing with the term brain dead, and by the way, laws have passed even last year, making it actually easier for them to do this. It's a $90 billion industry by 2030. $90 billion. And China, it's forced. Okay, because we were talking about China. It kind of reminded me of this research that I've done. And let me tell you, China's forcing this. We don't know how far that goes, by the way. We know that people can go over and get them from prisoners. They'll execute a prisoner and give the organs to the person if that person's picked. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. The Uyghurs, we know that they're using them for organ donation. It's an industry, and it's a profit industry. And they can make so much money off each body, even with tissue and everything else. All I'm saying is don't give them consent across the board. Talk to your family, tell them about this, and then those decisions can be made on a case-by-case basis. Because I think we kind of got hustled into that without realizing that Harvard came up with that term, brain dead. And they say we discovered brain death. No, they came up with it. So there's so much there that I could expand on, but I just wanted you to know, you know, back when Ebola was a scare, because right now it's bird flu. When Ebola was the scare in 2014, we immediately came out and said, nope, 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 don't listen to that. It's going to be in the news for about 60 days. It'll go away and no one will ever hear about it again. At the time, I got a lot of hate mail about that, a lot of hate mail. And people were saying, how dare you? How dare you? You're going to kill people off with that assumption and you shouldn't assume that it's coming to get us. And there's a case in Texas, one case, you know. And I said, nope. I said, this is a cycle of fear. And I was right. I was right. Syria came around right before that. Of course, Obama wanted us to go to war and take out Assad. And all of a sudden, the same Assad that was on Assad of Syria, the same guy that was on 60 Minutes and seemed perfectly normal, and his country elected, I think, at over 80%, pretty happy with him. Wife, two kids, all of a sudden went nuts and started gassing his people. And I looked at that story and I thought, there's no way. There's no way. Obama just wanted to topple another country, right, with our guy and insert our guy in there. And like we had done many times. And the picture of the little boy washed up on shore that came up and people lost their ever-loving minds, okay? They lost their minds. And they were so angry at me for saying that Assad did not gas his people. And they kept saying, look at that picture. And that picture wasn't proof that he gassed his people. But they kept thinking that. It was actually the White Hats that were doing it. The people that everyone was praising, right? We were right about it. And we received a lot of hate mail for that. And it was really hard. But it was the White Hats. And the investigations proved later on, done by third party organizations in Europe, that he never gassed his people, okay? And that we just wanted to take the land for oil and gas and pipelines. That's really what it came down to. Their access point on the coast there. So also COVID came around and we said from day one, something's wrong here. The government, the media, they're all lockstep. We're locking down a country for 22 deaths. Something's wrong here with this story. This is not adding up. And they also have the cure right away. And they were still calling it a mystery. Something's wrong. And so we were right. Something is wrong. And now they're calling it the flu. And then, of course, Russia's going to nuke us every 5 seconds. And they didn't. They were even loading the nukes. They've been loading the nukes for 70 years, but not pulling the trigger. North Korea was going to nuke us again. People were so angry. They were emailing me. Oh, my gosh. They have the finger on the button. Oh, my gosh. And I said, they're not going to nuke us. Okay. We could trample them in 2 seconds. It's not happening. And, you know, how did we know, right? How did we know? And the reason behind that is because when the government and the media and the AP all spin out a story at you all at once and they all agree and they're telling you what the story is and how to feel about it and you kind of sense you're being gaslit a little... and it doesn't make sense. That's the biggest thing. No logic to it. Okay. No logic. Then you have to ask more questions and you have to, do more research and more homework. And a lot of people, quite frankly, aren't willing to do that. So they go with the emotion because it's easier to make up your mind with emotion than it is to actually go in and do the homework and say something's not right. I knew that the Italy numbers were not adding up right. And I knew that the Europe during COVID, and I knew that the European numbers, something was very off about it. And there was. And I proved it. And I talked about it on the air. All I'm saying is that we have to keep eyes open in such a way that, you know, get on your knees, pray to God, make sure that you are alert because we have more stuff coming. And I don't ever want us to fall for more of their lies again. And for all these years, all these things that we got right, it was interesting that the politicians got them all wrong. The politicians are the protectionists for the media / government / AP. And we have to finally realize that. The politicians are there to protect the narratives and not to expose them, not to question them, but to protect them, quite frankly. And when you finally see that, when you finally realize that, everything changes because you realize that there are people out there that could get every one of those wrong and they're still in office. They'll always side with the narrative. They'll always side with what and be as gullible as the TV will allow. The TV will tell you what to think and feel. And what we do is we take it in and we say, that's truth. And anyone contrary to that is a theorist, a conspiracy theorist. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. All those things, I was called that name. The politicians call me that name, right? All the time. They don't want people like this on the air. They don't like it because I will ask questions about the narrative, about China, about all the things that aren't making sense, okay? So alert eyes, we have to realize the situation that we're in, and we have to also realize that if they're in accordance and they're agreeing, something could be very, very wrong. And usually, 99% of the time it is. I hate saying that, but it's the truth. It is the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com. You're going to find great reporting. You're going to find great podcasts on education, on this world, on everything. You're going to love it. I'll see you next week. I'm Kate Daly.